Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about watching prophecy fulfilled. That's what we're doing. You may or may not be saved. You may or may not believe it. You may or may not accept it. You may not understand it. You may have never read it. But let me commend the Bible to you. It's the truth book, as we said in our opening monologue today. It is the book of truth. And when we see what God's word says will be the future of the world, when we see what God's word says in relationship to the coming stand of the Antichrist, the socialist, Marxist, communist, humanist, utopian governance that'll be around the globe, we're watching that unfurling. We're watching the stage being set, just as the old video series called The Left Behind series depicted those trying to hide but could not hide from Big Brother, could not hide in any, as the old cliche goes, any crook or cranny, could not hide in the closet, could not hide under the bed, could not hide in any place, but the government would find you and drag you out. That was a novel that many looked at as well. That may not be possible. That may just be a conspiracy theory. But ladies and gentlemen, that portion of the Left Behind series is very real and relevant, because we see we're on the cusp of that taking place in America and, yes, around the globe today. We're setting the stage. We're putting the actors in place. We're putting the stage set on the stage. And we're watching the curtains ready to rise and the events take place that God's word says shall take place without any question. It shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're asking the question, as I said earlier, how can this come about? How is it coming into focus? And it's happening today because the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party, with Joe Biden at the helm of it, that's setting everything in place for the fulfillment of the scripture as we find it. Just as you see those standing up for freedom in Cuba, just as you see those willing to risk their lives to stand for freedom in Cuba, is the position that Americans will be in the very near future, lest we stand up now, lest we do so. And listen, As I was saying with our previous caller, if you're depending on the Republican Party, forget it. If you're depending on any of those that's in the realm of leadership in the Republican Party, forget it. If you're depending on Mitch McConnell to get anything done other than just absolute babble, forget it. We need to depend on God and not government, as is the loose paraphrase of Psalms 146, verse 3. We understand that the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we find, ladies and gentlemen, that is the condition of America today. And I'm not just simply babbling. I'm not simply here with a fear-mongering broadcast today. I'm talking about the reality of watching prophecy leaping off the pages of the Word of God and becoming reality in the world in which we're living in today. Why is that so? Because the president administration, with Joe Biden at the helm, hates freedom. Completely rejects our democracy as we know it today. Our Declaration of Independence is rejected. Our constitutional republic is absolutely being eviscerated as I speak today. Joe Biden has openly said, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bill of Rights are not absolute and can be changed or modified or canceled because they're not absolute. Ladies and gentlemen, first time in the history of America that any United States president has ever even nodded the head in that direction. every American today should be virtually concerned over the chaos, the calamity, the confusion that is taking place in our nation with the changes that's happening today. It's not accidental. It's not something that's just hypothetical. It's not something that just can be looked at with a nod and a wink and say that it'll go away. It's literally taking place. We're watching our Constitutional Republic being eviscerated today with the onslaught and the oncoming as a fast-speeding train before us, watching the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, democratic control of our nation today. We're talking about America, the greatest nation on the face of the globe, and what we're faced with as a nation. Let's just consider a few facts, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just consider a few things by broad brush illustration. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What do you see taking place? What do you think needs to happen? What do you see taking place that resembles what will be happening in America that you see now happening in Cuba? How would you like to see things change? What do you think Biden is doing? Is he okay? Is this administration all right? Are you in favor of it? Do you feel that somehow, some way, I'm off course with what I'm saying? I am very passionate about it, ladies and gentlemen, because as we see the demise of our Constitutional Republic, we're watching the evisceration, the destruction of Christianity, of the church, of Bibles, and of prayer, and of the opportunity for Christians to evangelize and reach the globe with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the destruction of our national security with the Biden administration. Open borders. In fact, we're told this year that some 2 million illegals will enter into America through the southern border. And Biden is now, and it's not been broadcast, it's not been publicized, even the Communist Network News has not said a peep about it as what's taking place. Joe Biden, behind the scenes with the bureaucratic embeds that are in Washington today, they're fast-tracking these illegals as they come in. They're fast-tracking their citizenship so that they'll be able to vote in 2022. Joe Biden sees them as voters. The Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party sees them as voters. That's the reason they're not concerned about doing anything. This is the reason they're not interested in having the Cubans come into America, into a free nation, that they want freedom away from the dictatorship, the control, and the brutality, and the starvation of what's taking place in Cuba. They do not want them to come to America because, for the most part, they are sane people that want freedom, and they will vote a Republican ticket and not the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic ticket. We're watching the destruction of our national security. Secondly, we're watching the dismantling of our military. The critical race theory is now being pushed and promulgated in the military with the LGBTQ agenda taking priority, not military strength. In fact, the priority today, I don't know if you're aware of it, the priority today in the military, based on the heads of out of the Pentagon that's just simply puppets for the Biden administration, you're watching the military being eviscerated. The strength and the power for military readiness is being put on the shelf. The main thing right now that Biden has been so pleased with that he has even verbally spoken of it is the fact that in the military, they're designing military uniforms for pregnant women in the military that will look neat and nice and present them better than they normally would be in their regular fatigues in the uniform. They're allowing the sodomite flag to be flown on all military bases. They're pushing the drag queen story hour on the campuses, on the military bases, for the military personnel's children to watch the sodomite program go forth, and pushing that agenda in our military. We're watching the dismantling of the U.S. military. Right today, we have the weakest military in the history of the United States government. We're watching that take place under the Biden administration, and it thanks can be given to the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda, where there's the mindset that America ought not to be a strong nation. America ought not to be superior to any other nation, any other third world banana republic, that America should be equal to, not greater than any of them. We're watching not only the destruction of our national security and the dismantling of our military, we're also watching the demoralization of our nation with the focus on the critical race theory being promulgated and pushed and practiced in our schools from kindergarten through high school and up through the university level. It pushes abortion, pushing the LGBTQ agenda. the priority is for transsexuals and the focus on the sodomite agenda, this destroying our national morals and ethics and values. That's what we see taking place under the Biden administration. And ladies and gentlemen, it's important for us to see all the tentacles of what's happening simultaneously, as I call it, the net being drawn to destroy the United States of America and the freedoms that we enjoy today. As Tony Perkins says, out of the 80-some-odd executive orders of Joe Biden, he says over 60 of them have been designed simply to undermine faith, family, and our freedom in America. And he is exactly on target, correct, with what he says. We're watching the demonization of our children today and for conservative values and for the faith in the family. God's word is being mocked. Prayer and Bible in our churches and the institutions of spirituality today. Christianity is now under attack as never before in the United States of America. May I remind us, history is taking place today. American history, as the U.S. Representative Jerry Nadler said, God's word has no place in the halls of Congress. I just made a little marginal note. Look out. Look out. I don't know if you have read or if you've heard, if you've seen the George Floyd memorial wall in Toledo, Ohio, I believe it was. Lightning struck it. It was a big, large brick wall with a big mural painted on it of George Floyd. Lightning struck it and blew it into a zillion pieces. Perhaps God is saying something about what's been set up as an icon to worship and to follow in America. I don't know, but it looks that way to me. But we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, also the demanding of full submission to government. If you don't hear anything else, if you've not listened to any other point that I made today, let me dwell on this for a moment in this broadcast. We're watching the demand of full submission to the government today. The Christian conservatives in America and the American patriots are viewed today as domestic terrorists. And there's a watch, there's a push. Here's an article that says DHS chief, that's Department of Homeland Security, says we're looking very closely at a vaccine passport. What is a vaccine passport? It's where you have to have an identification, and it will ultimately be embedded in a vaccine. Hear me. What we're doing today with the vaccine is setting the stage. Why do you think the government is pushing in every society, in every part of the nation today, for everybody to be vaccinated? What's the purpose? What's the motive? What's the modus operandi that's being carried out? Why such a mandate? Why are they even saying now that as low as 3-year-olds they should be vaccinated? What is the point? Is it the point that they're embedding something in the human body, not only that will destroy the ethics and the values and the morals and the physicality of the human being, but also will be the indication, the mark, that will be able to cause you to be traced and tracked across the globe? And that's what Revelation 13 is all about, ladies and gentlemen, where the Antichrist will be able to trace and track and to monitor everything that takes place, every plane, every travel, every plan, every goal, every job, every buy, sell, or trade. Everything will be tracked and traced, and you will either have the mark or you will not be able to shop, trade, buy, sell, get on an airplane, or have any family outings, et cetera, et cetera. We're looking very closely at vaccine passport. This article says, you know, one of the principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, the DHS head says, and making sure that any passport that we provide will have the vaccination will be accessible and all and everyone, no one will be disenfranchised. And he goes further saying, everyone should be vaccinated. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, happy Thursday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
It's amazing all the stuff that's going on. As you said, we need to place our faith in Jesus Christ. But it gets a little aggravating. I have a flag, and two of them, actually. American flag in the yard, and another one says, In God We Trust. And yet somebody with Black Lives Matter said that if you have someone that you know that has a flag in their yard, that they're actually a racist. Yet we can see pictures from Cuba where people have the Cuban flag, but they also have the American flag displayed. So outside the United States, in a communist country, they're flying the American flag. But inside our country, we have communists, basically, is what Black Lives Matter is, and Antifa and all that kind of stuff, pointing out, saying that we're racist with that stuff. So, and then you're going on the vaccine. Ivermectin is something that people can use if a doctor would prescribe it, that actually helps as far as helping them not catch it, helping them with their symptoms that they have, stuff like that, helping them recover. It's been around, I don't know, 50, 60 years, something like that. But if you'll pull it up online, and if you do Google search, it'll say it's not FDA approved. Well, time out. The vaccine's not FDA approved either. And I've actually had people in our neighborhood, and I called right after this happened. This has been a month or so ago. There were 15, 20 people wearing yellow shirts. They're going around and they're not necessarily asking if we've taken the vaccine, but encouraging us to do it. And it's just, I think you had said something on the air that this has never been done before in the history of the United States, where the government is out coming and they're trying to go door to door and make people make them take it. And obviously here I am just running. But it is, I'm very aggravated with things. I've got to really place my trust in God, where, you know, it's so funny that we place our trust in governments. We place our trust in people. We place our trust in our wives, our family, and stuff like that. And I was reading something recently. We pay attention to all of the commandments of God, but really don't focus on the first one, which is we're not supposed to have any idols. We're supposed to worship God. So we're concerned about murder and lying and all that kind of stuff. Well, wait a minute. What about the first one? Where are we placing our hope? Where are we placing our trust? Where are we really working on a relationship? And where do we place our value? Is it with what we have, what we've attained, or is it in our relationship with God? Thank you.
Absolutely.
For what you do.
You're exactly right, brother. And one of the things, and I go back to the quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Russian that came to America and started warning America back in the 80s. He says, men have forgotten God. That's why all of this is happening. And may I suggest to you, just as you've just stated, that that's where we are in America today, that we're watching the implosion of all of this taking place because we've forgotten God, because we've turned our backs on God, because we have faltered and fallen away from God. And may I remind our listeners today, the only hope that we have is not in government, but in God. But just as you alluded to and made the statement, even in Cuba, they're waving the American flag. But in America, if you wave an American flag, then you're a racist. And that is the card that is being used today for divisiveness in America, to turn each citizen one against the other, rather than embracing each other and standing in unity for the freedom that we have and faith in our families and the future of the United States of America. I believe we have another call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, I read an article saying that this vaccine was a way to destroy the God gene, which is in our brain, which is in the pineal gland, I believe. And that was their ultimate plan, is to make us a godless America. And without God, well, I mean, why even be here? Why even be on this earth? And why try to destroy all hope for all humanity? I don't understand that. Communism is like they want you to be a robot. And until we're robots, they're not going to be happy. They want us to do what we're told to do without question, without ask. And as far as I'm concerned, the only person I answer to is God. Period.
Amen.
And I just believe that until everybody takes this stand that calls themselves a Christian, that's not going to change. Few people can stand up and say something, but it's not. We have to stand as one, as the body of Christ, as believers, just like they did in the New Testament, where it was Paul in the church, and they weren't backing down, no matter who got crucified, no matter, you know, whatever happened. Peter got crucified upside down, and you know, they were disemboweled. Even in Maccabees, look at Maccabees' work. The seven brothers were tortured beyond belief, and they would not, say God, forsake God. And that's where
Absolutely.
We have to be.
Absolutely. That's we've got to get back. We've got to get back to faith and family. We've got to get back to the basics that we have. And one of the things that one of our founding fathers stated, and I've forgotten to believe, we don't know if it was Thomas Jefferson, said that we either hang together or we're all going to hang separately.
Absolutely.
That is, we need to stick together as a nation, as a people. But, brother, thank you so much for your call. You're right on target with your comments and statements. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Facebook now sending messages to some users asking about potential extremist friends. And let me just simply summarize this major article, ladies and gentlemen. It's talking about the fact that on Facebook now, if you have an article where somebody's talking about, in a negative sense, asking questions about the election, asking questions about the vaccine, Facebook then will say that you need to report that because you're probably talking with someone that's a domestic terrorist or an extremist that could be a domestic terrorist, and they're urging people to turn in, that is, to snitch on your friends. This article says, are you concerned about someone you know being becoming an extremist? One message reads, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. Go to get support and turn it in. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI is even saying, if you have someone that you think is a friend or family, a co-worker, an employee, and you think they may be getting radicalized, you think perhaps they are turning into a domestic terrorist, call the FBI and report them. Here's one says, FBI urges Americans to snitch on their family members. Ted Cruz says, in both Cuba and China, they are asking their children to spy on their parents. This article says family members and peers often best positioned to witness signs of a mobilization to violence, reads an FBI tweet. Help prevent homegrown violent extremism. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. One of the major things that I want us to understand is that our whole system today under the socialist, Marxist, communist Biden regime is to get people to snitch on others, to turn in. And this is the reason the scripture is very, very clear in the Matthew 24 text that there will be those that will be turning against each other. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And the scripture says, and there shall be many offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the key to socialism, Marxism, Maoism, communism, is to divide the nation. The major, major tenets of the belief in Karl Marx was to dethrone God. He said, and I quote, that you cannot control a religious population. So number one is to dethrone God. Number two is to destroy the nuclear family. And number three is to divide the nation. And we see those three major tentacles being used by the Biden administration today to overthrow our constitutional republic because it is hated by the Biden administration. But the foot push today to cause every human being in America to bow to the government is found in the push now for the inoculation, the vaccination. Did you realize that right here in Jacksonville and across the nation, state after state after state, the Biden administration is now spending, they said, over $100 million to put boots on the streets and to have those to seek out of the search, ring your doorbell, knock on your door, ask you if you've been vaccinated. If you haven't, why not? And as of today's news article, I'm looking at this. It says, now the Biden door knockers are packing vaccines with them. The newest version of the Biden Big Brother agenda, which already features strike forces going door to door asking people about their COVID vaccination, now has members of the coalition knocking on the doors and giving shots on the spot, this article says. Joe Biden wasn't kidding, this article reads, when the spokesman Jen Psaki said the Biden administration would send people door to door, convince people to get the COVID shots. There was a chill sent down the spines of freedom-loving Americans everywhere. Many people took it as a threat. Now these door to door COVID shot salespeople are here and they brought back with them injectors, the report says. Apparently it follows up as HHS Secretary insistence that we are going to get you wherever you are. If you won't get vaccinated, we're going to find you, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like what the Antichrist will do in Revelation, the 13th chapter, where you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade without the mark? Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, it talks about that mark. It'll be the 666. That six is the number that's designed, is afforded from man in the scripture. Seven is God's perfect number. 666 means a man-centered universe that is a total utopian humanistic mindset. And we're on the fast track for that, and it's being disseminated by the so-called COVID vaccination. They're saying now you might need a booster shot or a third, second or third booster shot. What they will do will intensify the material that goes into the human physicality that will change the DNA, that will make you more pliable and more susceptible to control by the federal government. And my most, you can say this conspiracy theory if you want to. I've read thousands of articles in relationship to what is happening with the COVID vaccination. It's a farce. It's a phony. It's a lie. It is a controlling factor to control every citizen in the United States of America today. And they're going door to door. They're not following any protocol other than force. Here's an article that says, ignore no solicitation signs. Use your script. COVID door knockers on the given their marching orders. The marching orders for the COVID door knockers would be ignore anything that says no trespassing or anything that says restrictions in this neighborhood. No solicitation. The advice, the direction out of the Biden administration is for those COVID door knockers to ignore any signs. I say to you, as I said in a previous broadcast, don't open the door. Resist opening the door. Do not allow them in your home. Do not answer any questions. Do not submit to any cajoling from them or any pressure from them that will force you to take the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden regime is monitoring everything. It's being monitored today. Listen carefully in these closing moments. The Biden administration is monitoring every cell phone communication, every text communication, every email communication. They're monitoring social media, big tech, all of the big tech platforms, including Facebook and Instagram and all of the others. They're all being monitored so that anything that you say that might be antithetical to what the government is doing and wanting you to do, you're considered a domestic terrorist. That's in the 32-page domestic terrorism plan that's been developed by the Department of Justice that's being implemented now across America. And everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you transmit electronically being listened to, monitored, and watched, and you're being put on the watch list. And the same is taking place in the door-to-door canvassing. Whatever you say is put down in there on their iPads that is going back to a data center. And Marsha Blackburn, the former U.S. senator, said, and if they can come today seeking and forcing you to take a vaccination, they might come next for your Bibles and next for your guns. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in perilous times. It's dark days, but it's gloriously dark because we need to look up, lift up our heads because our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.